Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mike again. Yes, it is. 15-minute huddles that sometimes go 20 and sometimes 10 minutes. But hey, we're here doing the best we can to help you become all you can be. Wow, sounds like Uncle Sam is recruiting for the military. No, we're not. We're recruiting for you to be the very, very best at what you can be. And I hope that's your choice. I hope you choose in your mindset, in your physical actions, in your body language, in your enthusiasm that you want to become the very, very best at what you do. Otherwise, man, why be killing yourself? You know, you can kill yourself to be average, or you can kill yourself to be successful. As they say, I'd rather be challenged and overwhelmed in the back of a Rolls Royce than the back of a VW Bug from 1963. Wow. We can make a choice. We can. Yep. So this week, I want to wrap this up. We talked about the top 20% that gives you what? The 80% of the results that you want in your business. These are not arbitrary. These are not just because I'm talking about it. And these are not because I teach this and, you know, it's out there. Just maybe I can do these things, or should I do these things? Gonna be the bearer news here for you today. You must, M-U-S-T, must do these things if you want to. Only and if only if you want to build a successful business. These top 20% give you 80% of the results. The fundamental, here it is, okay? It's not limited to this list, but this is the primary function of your daily activities as you're working. And guys, listen, you can put this 80-20 rule on anything in your life, and the numbers don't lie, all right? But let's look at what we talked about so far this week. You got to find people to talk to. Right? Nobody to talk to, nobody to follow up and qualify for, nobody to present to. Number two, you got to qualify them. Okay? People have the need, they have a desire. And are you asking the right questions to make sure that you can fulfill those wants, needs, and desires? And if so, then great. If not, you got to do it. You just can't be arbitrary about it. There is no doctor in the world that will perform surgery on any patient in the world if they can't fill the hole, if they can't qualify them out, if they don't qualify them out. That's considered malpractice anyway, as you know. You wouldn't want anybody to do that on you, would you? Okay, so let's make sure we qualify people. Then you got to follow up with them. Oh my gosh, this is the one, the big kahuna. Yep, the one that people falter on, because they get them, they qualify them, and then they go, oh gosh, I don't want to bother them, I can't follow up with them. Worse yet, you lose them, you lose the lead. Where is this? And then 2 weeks later, you open up a book that's sitting underneath your desk on the floor in a file in the back in the dark in the corner in the booth, wherever you find it. It's that sticky note that's crumbled up behind the back of your computer, or the note that you put into your cell phone that you skipped over because you're facing booking and in LinkedIn and Instagramming and all of those things and emailing and texting, but you skipped over one important area, the client that you spoke to, the one that you qualified, and you forgot to follow up with them. Or you choose not to follow up with them because you just don't want to build a successful business, or worst case, you fear that you're bothering them and you don't want to get in their way. Don't let that happen. All right. Don't let that happen. Critical, critical, critical. Now today, okay, I'm going to button this up a little bit further, keeping it simple, because there's more to it than just what I'm going to say, but the essence of it is pure. The essence of it is pure. Now, here's the deal, guys. I want you to write this down. The reason why we won't find people, the reason why we don't look to qualify people, the reason why we don't follow up with people is because we're not ready for this one 20%er and we're not prepared for it, for whatever reason, I know the reasons oftentimes, been doing this long enough, is the fact that you're not prepared to present. You fear the yes. You've heard me say this in other recordings. You fear them saying yes. You fear if you call somebody and they say, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you called me. Oh, it's unbelievable. I've been waiting up all night for your call. And they say, yes, come on over. Show me what you got. Tell me about your service, your product, your goods. I have a want, I have a need, I have a desire. And heck yeah, you can qualify me. I'm ready, willing, and able to make something happen. And you sabotage your success. You sabotage that opportunity because you say in the back of your mind, oh my gosh, they said yes. And Mike, it wasn't really about the no. Gosh, I could take all the rejection in the world. But when they say yes, come on over, which is a positive invite, right? We freak. We freak out because we now have to present. Are you prepared to present? Are you ready? Are you willing? Are you able? When somebody says yes, to come over and help them achieve and sell them on what you have. Are you prepared? And if not, guys, this is the one. This is the biggest of the kahunas, okay? There's the baby kahunas, and then there's the mama kahunas, and then there's the big kahunas. And the mamas and the papa kahunas could be the same for all I care. All I know, it's a big kahuna. Excuse me. Guys, you got to be ready for this. Are you prepared to present? Write that down. What are the requirements within the framework of your business that will get you the results? Great presentations will lead from a 70 to 90% close ratio when you're in front of people. I don't care if you're selling real estate, if you're selling investment properties, buying and selling, if you're selling computers, IT, I don't care what it is. We still fundamentally must present. Okay, and it's not just a text, and it's not an email, and it's not a call like this. It's a presentation, a belly-to-belly, eyeball-to-eyeball. This is what I have. This is what you want. Let's make it happen. Presenting is the key, and you can't falter on this one. This top 20% should be the 80% of everything, but it's not because it's only 20%, but it equates to the 100% of the results in all of the work that you did lead generation to qualifying to lead follow-up. And the presentation must be mastered. And I wouldn't sleep for the next week if you don't know what to say. When somebody says, yes, come on over. If you're not prepared for what to say, if you don't have the steps in line for what you have to do, I would not sleep for the next week, month, 6 months, whatever it takes. Okay? W-E-I-T, whatever it takes to be prepared for the presentation. What are the steps involved? Do you need them? Call me. Can I help you with that? 7,500 presentations, thousands upon thousands of face-to-face presentations, working with some of the great presenters of the world, myself. I have something about that. I have something that can help you with that. And if it's not me, who is it? What is it? Where are you going to find it out? Get that piece down, okay? Get that element down. So, guys, here's the bottom line for today. And then I'm going to wrap it with something to put a gift wrap on this deal here, all right? You got to find people. This is important. If you don't find them, you don't have opportunity. You got to qualify them. You got to make sure that you're talking to people who can and who are willing and who are able to do something, whether it's now, mid, or long term. Then you got to follow up with them. You got to keep in touch with them. You got to keep yourself in the game with them, whether it's now, mid, or long term. Don't go by that crap that you hear. Well, call them up. If they can't do anything today in the next 7 to 10 day bullshit, throw that crap mindset out and work with people that can. And if you're willing to follow through and set up a system for that, okay, they will eventually do something. And maybe there is a percentage of people that don't, but it doesn't really matter. Don't falter on this. You've heard me talk about the buyer's journey. Okay? Most people want to do stuff later. There are some people that want to do something now. So don't lose that opportunity. Okay? As long as you have a system in place, and then master the presentation. Now let's wrap this up in the vein of scheduling yourself to make these things happen. You got to take out a planner. Okay? I'm not going to even suggest it. I'm not going to recommend it. I'm going to tell you to go do it. And you make your choice from there. I'm just fanatical about this. Go get yourself a Week at a Glance planner. Okay? They have them now. I got mine already for the 2019 to 2020. For the last several years, I've been in the middle of the year. It doesn't matter. Week at a Glance planner. As you open it up, it has got Monday through Sunday on there. And it's like a doctor's calendar. And you need to fill in the holes for the next 90 days. So write this down. Fill in first, next 90 days, reverse engineer this. Go out 90 days and come back. You want to do this for the rest of the year? That's my definite recommendation. It's really best serves you if you do this whole thing a year in advance for yourself when you start your year off. Okay. Anyway, you take your plan 90 days out, reverse engineer it, write down everything that you've already got planned, everything that you've already got pre-planned. Appointments, doctor's appointments, vacations, trips, school things with the kids, whatever it is, okay? Anything personal, anything business that's already been pre-planned, fill in your calendar. Include your company's meetings if you have any of those things. Anything that would already be preset, okay? Then you got to come back into today. Once that's already filled out, then you come back into today. How many days are you going to work for the week, okay? You don't need to be working 7 days a week. You might have to, as some doctors have emergencies, they work them, but you should really plan 5 days out and work your plan. And then every single day you need to write in the top 20%. When are you going to generate opportunity, leads? When are you going to qualify people? When are you going to follow up with them? And when are you going to present? And ideally, the morning is for finding and the afternoon is... The morning is for finding people and qualifying and following up, okay? The afternoon is for presenting, okay? The afternoon is for presenting, typically. Now, you might do them in the morning, you might do them in the evening, you might do them on the weekend, but I'm giving you the sense of what you, once you create this, you set it out and you go out there and you follow the schedule. You may have to make time every single day for these top 20 percenters. And you got to put them in your calendar, okay? Earlier, the better that you begin, okay? Fill them in. You want to do some lead gen in the morning from, let's say, 8 to 10 or late to 11? That's fine. When you're done with that, you do some quick follow-up with people that want to do something. You just need to touch base. That's fine for about 30 minutes, all right? And in that whole process, you're qualifying the people to make sure that they fit into the mold of what you can offer them as your service. Then in the afternoons, between 2 and 6, you go out there and meet them, okay? Or if you're in the real estate vein, you're going to list their homes, go meet them at their homes, or you're going to go take them out as buyers, whatever the case might be, okay? If you're in the corporate world and you're working B2B, business to business, that's fine. You'll figure that out. But you got to carve these 20% out in your schedule every single day. And don't get complacent because you got somebody, oh my God, let's do a high five on ourselves, a virtual high five, and then you skip on continuing down the path here because you finally got an opportunity. Don't do that. You got an opportunity, qualify it, work it, get another one. Especially when you get one, go find another one because you're really like, you're fired up. You're firing on all pistons. You go, man, I could really do this. This is cool. Somebody said, yes. Oh my gosh. When that happens, pick up the phone and call the toughest prospect you've been trying to get on the deal here and make it happen. It's just the energy, the flow. It's like when you make a check for $10,000, you go, oh my gosh, you feel like you got the world by the nuts. It's unbelievable. All right, take advantage of that. Excuse my language, guys, but you know, I'm getting excited here. All right, so guys, if you want to build a successful business, you got to do these things, okay? Take your calendar, fill it out for the next 90 days, definite, okay? We're coming up on July here in a couple of weeks or whatever, a week from now, 10 days or whatever the number is, all right? Fill it out. Get it done next 90 days, July, August, September. I don't care what time of the year it is, just do it. This is a wonderful, wonderful, and most powerful exercise. You got to do it. Fill the holes in as I suggested. If you missed it, come back, listen to this recording at realprofitbuilders.com. All right? If you don't do it, it's because you don't want it bad enough, or you might not need it bad enough, or you're very complacent, or a combination thereof. All right? If you want to build a successfully thriving, growing, predictable business, you will do these things every single day. If not, you're choosing, quite honestly, going to be blunt here, so don't take it personally. You're just choosing to be average in your life. And I hope that's not you. I hope that you're not choosing to be average in your life. All right, guys? So if you have any questions, the last thing I'll say to you here, and that's going to wrap around the last question, reach out to me, okay? Minimally, get an accountability partner. Could be your manager, could be your brokers, it could be your coach like myself. Get somebody who's going to hold you accountable to this. And commit to being accountable to the process, not only for the person that you're accountable with, but for yourself, because you deserve the very best. Reach out to me, Mike at Mike Hudson, here to help you out. Remember, you're the best. Know that you're the best. Know that these things are important for you. Know that these 20 percenters are the game. More next week on some of the other important elements of your business to make sure that you have a great wrap of the year, third quarter coming around the corner. Let's make it happen. Talk to you later.